Thanks for being with us. Derek Hanson here on The Drive, in for Dan Michaels. A fun afternoon. Jack Michaels is hanging out with me before he gets ready for the Red Hawks. They're back in action tonight. Isn't that right, Jack? You had a rare day off yesterday.
Rare day off, and I thought I was skipping school last night. Going, oh, wait a minute, it was a day off. Okay, let's play.
We have a great student athlete with us right now from the area, and I get the pleasure of announcing his name really loud when I'm doing the public address for wrestling in NDSU each and every winter, and that's Brandon Metz, a West Fargo native, and he's got a big event coming up that he's trying to raise some money for. Brandon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. Now, you are I saw you on social media last night, and kind of interesting time. You can kind of use this to raise money for yourself now with the old, now that you can make money off your name and likeness. It's a little different times, isn't it?
Yeah, before I think I would completely have to raise money through kind of the school or the club using my, not necessarily directly using my name, but it would have to be the school would kind of have to probably raise it.
Yeah.
And me. But now I can kind of cut that step and do it myself, which is kind of nice.
That's really nice. And we'll get to the details on that in just a little bit, because you are trying to go to a worldwide tournament, and we just got done with the Olympics, and as Jack caught you here on the way in.
I'm glad you had Brandon in, because I thought, I got a question for you, and I'd like myself to know a few things, but I didn't know this. And I brought it up, Derek, with you a while ago, and I think you knew.
I knew a little bit. I watch folk style all the time from my stepson, so I don't know the traditional stuff you see here in high school and college. I don't know the freestyle and Greco as well.
I'm a Gable Stevenson fan, the Gopher wrestler, and his coach I mentioned the other day is from Sidney, Montana, which is not far from where I grew up in Williston, North Dakota, and that. So he wins the gold, and it's one of the dramatic things of the Olympics, because of it'd be the equivalent baseball fans of being, you know, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, maybe even a strike or two on a batter.
Oh yeah.
And he comes back and he gets this win. So he's down three with, I think, Brandon helped me out, 10 seconds remaining, and then he gets a takedown, and then the story wrote, then he gets another takedown and he wins the gold. And my mind is just a guy that is a fan of wrestling thinking, well, if he got a takedown, the other guy must have got up to get another takedown, so he must have given up a point somewhere in between, and that math doesn't equate. Now you're going to tell me why in that freestyle that's not right.
So in the freestyle and Greco, those are kind of the international styles.
Dan Barrera.
There is no escape point, so it's not worth anything if you get away. And so what you're used to seeing is called folk style. That's the U.S. That's only done in United States. We're the only ones that really recognize that, and that's pretty much what you see from November to March in the youth, high school, and the collegiate levels.
And strategically speaking, even in folk style, you could utilize a takedown.
You could, yes.
To garner points.
You probably had to do that once in a while in your career, right?
Did you ever have to do
that?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. The difference
not
here
very
is
often.
the 10 seconds is obviously the big thing in Stevenson, right?
So actually, in that instance, in freestyle and Greco, the ref wasn't supposed to let them up. He's supposed to remain active on top and actively look for a score. They're not supposed to. It's called like negative wrestling. Who's to say Gable doesn't get a turn there with a few seconds? But I mean, it was actually like people were like, it was like
that's why there was protesting going on, right?
Yeah, well, they were looking at, I think, the time of the clock, but I'm going to say bias, but like U.S. like wrestling analysts were like, all right, they're off the medal stand. The ref wasn't supposed to bring him up there. But there's no saying he wouldn't have been able to get him.
Right.
Sure,
but,
the unknown, I mean, what we don't know.
The Olympics is crazy. The amount of strange stuff you see throughout the few days for any side, you're like kind of squinting your eyes.
Yeah. I think, Derek, I think, and Brandon, I think there were 0.3 seconds, right? I mean, it was just, it was really one of the.
No,
of
that
the,
was, that was unbelievable.
Unbelievable parts of the Olympic Games. So
I remember coming, I think we had lift that morning, and I came out, and I think it happened like minutes ago. And I got on my phone, I'm like, wow. We're all like,
yeah.
What?
That is a different thing with the social media. It was spreading like wildfire, what happened there. That was
I think that was probably one of the crazier moments at the Olympics outside of
for sure
stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Brandon Metz with us here, and I do want to ask a little bit about, have you met up with him? I mean, because all the tournaments that we have here, summer or whatever, have you ever wrestled Gable?
I wrestled him once. He beat me pretty good, I think. just his hands. His hands are kind of on another level. He's got a really good physicality to him, and he's in a great spot right now with he's built his brand. Honestly, like, people don't realize it. I'm going to give him some credit. He's been building his brand since he was a 9th, 10th grader. With the social media stuff, people that don't really follow it as much, he's been building this persona around him, and that's really led him to this moment. And he deserves all of it with his amount of talent and accolades that he's achieved. And I think he's done an amazing job at branding himself. And now there's people wondering if he's WWE, UFC, or
that was
going to
be, before I leave, that's going to be my question for you, and then I'll roll. But what would you do? Do you go back, or have you reached the ultimate at the collegiate experience, and now just go make your money? Not that you can't now make money
in
the collegiate.
From what I can tell from his perspective, I mean, people are going to say, oh, go back to Minnesota, use your NIL. I think he's pretty much, there's nothing he can really do, I think, in the wrestling world now that will cement his legacy anymore. Obviously, he could go and wrestle more and maybe win a couple gold. Maybe he'd have an opportunity to win more gold medals, but I think from a brand standpoint, I think he can shoot this into a mega career in a UFC or a WWE brand.
Iron's hot,
maybe
Derek.
Even a football, but I think...
Now, I heard that he wants to maybe try out and maybe try to be a defensive lineman or something.
I think he's just toying with that idea because that would be another... I think for that, he would have to do a whole different set of training and learn, whereas I think a WWE or UFC, he's already got the initial skill set of being a gold medal wrestler. He's got the brand he's already built for himself, whereas in football, you're fighting with 30 other guys out there who have giant brands, whereas in those other two realms, he'd be...
Well, I think of the UFC,
kind of an elite brand.
For me, the UFC, because I've been watching the WWE long enough, because Gable... doesn't really look like he's athletic as heck, but I just don't know where he fits in. Brock was a perfect fit because Vince McMahon loves guys like Brock Lesnar, just muscles everywhere and athleticism, just power, where Gable's about, you know, his speed along with it too, and that's athleticism. I just kind of wonder about that.
Yeah, I think he brings a little bit more to the table as far as, like, I bet he could have better mic skills than
Brock. Yeah, that's true. And that's maybe where he's going to get it because he's got a good personality. Yeah.
He's got the persona. He's going to be able to do some crazy cool things in the ring. But
a big man off the top rope we haven't seen very often because the way he does backflips, if he does a moonsault as a 275-pound guy, that would be something.
Can you ever use someone's, and I don't know Gable from Adam, you wrestled him, but and I don't know if he has an ego or not or what have you, but can you use an ego and someone's persona maybe in their house against him, Brandon? Have you ever, and again, I'm not just referencing Vision Quest again, Derek, and I mentioned I was leaving, but, you know, it was the Loudon Swain versus Shoot, and now here's the big guy you're not supposed to beat, and all of a sudden you turn the table once during a match, and now you have the advantage because you've taken all of that down. Has that ever happened?
No,
the guy on the other side, though. Brandon's been the guy that has come in with all the accolades. I don't know.
I could see there's a lot of – he's definitely had a target on his back where it's always been like everyone's kind of tried to reach him.
Sure.
And that does work for people getting better. Like if you're in your room, not that you're trying to think about other people because you're trying to get better for yourself, but you know when they're like there's a guy at this level and you're trying to reach that point. That certainly does help for training. Mm. Like, you know, like you can't be sitting on the couch eating chips all day. You're like, no, I got to go get better and get to where
everyone
this
else is trying
at.
To get better too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Brandon Metz with us, West Fargo native, former state champion, and obviously heavyweight wrestler at NDSU. Thank you, Jack. And I know he's got Red Hawks baseball coming up, so you want to stay tuned for that. I think another guy to what Jack is talking about is a guy in your conference with this Ferrari from Oklahoma State. You know, he's trying to do the same thing, right? I mean, he is trying to put himself in a situation for a further career because if people haven't followed him, he is a personality plus, wouldn't you say? I mean, coming in his freshman year and winning the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It's all, I mean, in the social media age that we're in, it's all about building a brand right now. And I wouldn't say I have a decent, like, brand, I'd say. Mine's very positive, like, experiences with myself, but hey, sometimes what people say, like some of those cut-ups, they make they can build a brand.
Oh,
you kind of build
sure.
a persona like tough guy or like bad guy. Not saying that he's a bad dude. I'm sure he's a perfectly fine guy. You'll never really meet anyone in the wrestling community that's a bad person. They all genuinely mean well, but.
Well, I think that the biggest thing, would you agree that you all have a common goal? You understand each other's, I mean, because, and think about last year, I got to ask you this too. Not only do you have hard work and training and all that, and you don't have to worry about as much as some of the other guys, but, you know, worrying about cutting weight. And I remember talking to Luke Weber, he's like, my goodness, I got to, first of all, maintain my weight. Then I got to worry about COVID testing. I mean, that had been about as trying as anything for you last year, let alone with everything else that's going on.
Yeah, it's, last year was kind of a big mess as far as just
I'm sure. Oh.
dealing with it. I'm assuming this year is going to be much smoother. As a lot of the protocols have slowed down a lot from what I can tell.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll be as strict, but I think this will be a better year of normalcy. Last year we didn't even start till after the new year. So this year we'll be starting up in November.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk about what you're going. We talked a lot about the Olympics. Obviously, it's on everyone's mind. And just to think that they weren't going to have wrestling in the Olympics a couple of years ago, and they finally fought to get that back. It's really done a lot for the sport. And you're also going to an event, and that's part of the reason we had you on here, is to talk about what you're trying to raise money for, because you want to go to an international tournament too, right?
Yes. So about, I think it was May, I made the U23 Greco World Team. So U23 is college age on down. So it'll be 23-year-olds and below, and it'll be the world. So I'll be seeing guys from Turkey, Iran, Russia. Basically what you just saw at the Olympics will be pretty much the same main countries that wrestle at that level will be there as well. And pretty much it's self-funded through USA Wrestling because it's an age-level event. It's not really where we have like a plethora of funding, and they haven't sent me a ballpark, but I'm trying to get to where I think it's going to be for travel expenses and training, which is really important. And it's really cool and neat through the NIL that I'm able to come out with shirts where people can be like, they kind of like that. People like that stuff. They like being able to reach out to an athlete that they know and follow, and they can like be like, hey, I know this guy and he's going to go represent us and I would like to get a shirt. Like, it's something cool rather than just handing him a check for 20, 30 bucks. You can like
you get something
give him a couple dollars and you get something that represents like your relationship, and you can be like, hey, I met him when he was a sophomore in high school and we talked at this camp or whatever, or maybe he's coached my son somewhere at a camp. Those type of relationships.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Really cool.
Well, and I think the thing about it too is the wrestling community is such a you know, so closely knit. I've seen this thing shared quite a bit now. I'm sure you have too, for different wrestling clubs, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of response because of that, right?
Yeah, my phone, honestly, this is, imagine like a birthday times 10. Except you got to respond. You got to be like, right. I'm trying to respond in a timely manner.
You need a secretary is what you need, huh?
Yeah, Excel has been my friend and enemy right now. I had a family friend. He set me up with a little thing on Excel, and I've just been smashing keys the last day. It's a great blessing to have that many people want to reach out and help you and help you achieve your goals. I think, honestly, it's been a real eye-opener for me, and also it's like, better get training, too. I can't go out, show out to Serbia and lay an egg with this many people supporting me. Now I'm like, damn, I...
you better get going.
Oh, I got to do it.
Well, I think no matter what you do, as long as you get to one of these events, I mean, trust me, as a stepson who was at a lot of tournaments and sometimes flopped, it's about the experience more than anything else, and I think that's what the wrestling fans understand.
Yes.
Brandon Metz with us again. He's the heavyweight at North Dakota State University, and he's going to. And when is this tournament again? I know
it's the first week of November.
Okay, so be right before like the big season.
So
for you.
I'll be coming back. I don't know. I think I should be back for the first duel.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, that's great. So, and again, if people want to reach you, just go. I love the T-shirt. You said your dad designed it, huh?
Yeah, he kind of mirrored it off the Jack Daniels, but he.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to worry about like you're representing a beer company when you're wearing it. Like, it's completely
it's a rebranded
it's
mode.
Towards,
I love it
towards myself. Yeah. Yes, and the BWC.
Well, you're I tell you, and your folks are they're there for everything. I doubt they've missed many matches over your career. I know.
No, not really. They've always been kind of my number one fan.
Yeah, for sure. It's always fun talking to your dad after the duels, for sure. All right, so just reach you. You're like on every social media platform too, right?
Yeah, you can just type in my name and you'll find me. And if you message me or add me and say, I'll get back to you. I've been really good about it.
Yeah, you certainly have. It didn't take me long. And I got my T-shirt and $20, right? And that's it. So if you want,
you were the first one too.
Really?
To get their shirt.
Are you kidding me? All right. Well,
I've just been pounding XL keys.
I'm sure. Well, that's great. Well, hopefully this get the word out there. Again, Brandon Metz, it's M-E-T-Z, and it's that simple. Former West Fargo. How many state championships did you win?
Three.
You won three. From your sophomore year up?
Yep.
All right. So so a lot of Packer wrestling fans are familiar with him, and obviously now with the Bison. Hey, congratulations. Good luck. Really appreciate you being with us. I can't wait to follow you coming up in November and certainly throughout the year coming up here.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah. So you're going into it. Now, what is the... How do they, with all these different years, they're given extra years, what do you classify yourself now as?
So, well, I'm year five, so it'd be no different than a fifth year. I'm a fifth year.
Okay, so you're a fifth year senior.
But I probably...
But you could go next year, right? Because last year was like a 0 year, right?
Yes, this last year didn't count, so I am eligible to come back next year if I'd like.
If you want, but it's a grind. That means you have to go to school again.
Yes, but it does work well. If I do decide to come back, because I start my first year of grad school in 2 weeks. So the timelines are there.
So maybe that's something to think about, huh?
Yeah.
I got to mention this before we go, too. So I saw old YouTube video pop up. I think my obsessed wrestler came up with Coach Kish against Eskrin, I think.
Really?
He could go.
Kish is tough.
Is he still go with you guys?
He's had a few health stuff over the years. He's a tough dude, though.
It's tough to get old, but
you can look at him and just see he's been through it.
Especially through between the ears, there's an intensity there, right? I mean,
He's old school. He was raised by his dad.
Yeah,
his dad was a coach, and then he went from his dad to J. Rob. So
yeah,
really
that would
was,
do it for you, wouldn't you?
He's pretty much. Got the background of any tough guy you could think of.
Yeah, well, Jay Robinson, the old Gopher coach, certainly was known for being a tough guy, that is for sure. Hey, good luck this season. Good luck on this venture. Again, Brandon Metz, check him out on all the social media platforms. He'll get you hooked up with one of these T-shirts and for a good cause for him to go over to Serbia. I will talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.
You bet. This is The Drive. Derek Hansen with you here on the mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO.